It's All About You time, and I wanted to take time to just ask you some questions. Have you ever felt like that no matter what you do around ungrateful people, it will never be enough? Have you ever thought to yourself, why do I even try? Because when you get around ungrateful people, I've realized that there is nothing you can do. They're never going to be happy. You're never going to please them. You are never going to do enough. Ungrateful people find a way to make things about them all the time. There's some ungrateful people at work. There's some ungrateful people at church. There's ungrateful people in your personal life. But have you just noticed that the more you give, the more they want you to give? Have you noticed that it's always an ask, but when you need something, they laugh at you and almost think it's funny if you ask them to do something? If you tell them what you need, they look at you and say, whatever. Have you ever had anybody do that? I'm telling you, let me tell you something. This is the 39th day of my 40-day fast. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., I get to eat solid food. This 40 days have shown me so much about people in my life. It's shown me so much about myself. And it's shown me so much about how I am truly not really looking at the fact that I can't depend on man for nothing. And when I say man, that's men and women, man. I can't depend on man, my job, my kids, my family. I can't depend on people. The only dependence and the faith that I can put myself in is in God right now, because he's the only one ever lied to me. He's the only one that will soothe my pain when I need it. Sometimes it just behooves me on how ungrateful. I mean, you bust your tail every day. Every day. To help people that act like you're either supposed to or I don't need you. And the only thing you've ever tried to do is make their lives better. That's all you've ever wanted. That's all you've ever done, is to try to work hard and make sure that they have a better life. And sometimes it just seems like everybody will call you. But who do you call? And then when you do call, do you ever get an answer? I'm telling you, I can't be the only one in the world that feels this. It breaks your heart. Sometimes you know, when everybody else's life is in disarray, you get a bunch of calls. Can't help me fix this, right? But when you calling people, I can't help you. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Or I'll pray for you. I mean, really? Really? You know, you can't, you know, put yourself out of your way sometimes. You can't go out of your way to do for me like I do for you. Really? And I don't know, it just hit me today that I gotta stop. I just gotta put the brakes on. I have to let people do for themselves. I have to let them be them, and however they want to be, I have to make sure I start taking care of what I need to take care of and stop trying to fix other people. Now, I know that y'all are like, well, Sharon, you're a life coach. I know, you know, how do you're supposed to help it? No, I'm not supposed to help fix you. I'm a guide to you getting your own answers and fixing your own life. But I'm also and have learned that I'm an enabler when it comes to people that I love and care about. And I run to the rescue of folks. And I'm constantly trying to save people that I love and care about. And it's not worth it. And it never has been. And I promise you, it's not a good feeling on this end. So for the people who are enablers like myself, I want you to just sit back and think, what would those individuals' lives be without you? Now, you got to take your ego out of it, because your ego want to say, well, they probably have a bad life without me. No, not so much. Not so much. They will probably be independent. They will probably do for themselves. They will probably make their own decisions. And they will probably be better off if we were never in their lives. Now, I know that's a hard pill to swallow. And trust me, it's hard even when I'm saying it. But sometimes I need to mind my own business. Sometimes I need to just watch and just sit back and say, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. What do you think? Sometimes I just need to listen and just be like, tell me what to do, or can you help me, or can you? No, I can't help you. But if you could help you, what would you do? I mean, sometimes I just have to put it back on the people and stop trying to save them, stop trying to help them, and stop trying to be there every time they, you know, get in a tough spot. I think I'm hurting more than I'm helping. I promise you, this doesn't feel good to even say when you are a giver, when you are a fixer, when you are a person that doesn't like to see people that you love struggle. It takes a lot to sit back and watch it happen. But I have been in the way, and I'd have to figure out how to get out of the way and get my ego under control. I want to feel good. I want to feel like I'm the reason why somebody did da 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 da. Without me, they would have never been da 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 da. Or I'm the saver, I'm Superwoman, I got my cape and my red boots and I'm saving the day. You know what? That ego is something to deal with. I'm not supposed to save the day. I am supposed to be there. I'm supposed to listen, and I'm supposed to get, now y'all forgive me, I have these liners in my mouth. I promise you, I'm not slurring my speech on purpose, but these liners are a little interesting. But I was just wanting to share tonight and just be real with you guys and let you know that no matter how far you come in your journey in life, there's always lessons to be learned. There's always things that you can glean and things that you can experience. Hindsight is 20/20. You just have to kind of learn from your mistakes and stop repeating them over and over and over, thinking that those things are going to change and those people are going to change. I'm telling you, they're not going to change. As long as we keep giving, they are going to keep taking. And when we stop giving, their true self will show up. And that's not easy. Some of you are hurting, and you've been hurting in silence. You cry at night by yourself. Some of you cry in your car before you get home and then put your face on when you get home. I know you. I am you, and you are me. That's all I have for you tonight, guys. Thank you for tuning in with A Moment of Transparency and Sharon Hill Withers' life. You know, life doesn't stop lifing you. It really doesn't. But it's not what happens to you. It is how you respond to it. I always take moments to try to share with people and let them see my heart and let them see that, listen, Sharon does go through. She, when you see her, she's smiling. And you say, hey, Sharon, how are you? And I'm always say exquisite because that's the weather I carry. That's just what I choose every day, to be exquisite and to be happy and to be grateful. But that doesn't mean the opposite of that isn't in my life and showing up every day. So thank you for listening, you know. Thank you for those of you who always say, Sharon, I support you. I listen to you. Your lives help me. Thank you so much for those comments. So many times you just want to quit and throw your hands up and say, you know what? I don't think this is important, but you are. You're important to me. And regardless of how hard it is, regardless of how hard my day is, I'm going to try to come in and share some good stuff with you. I want to be your life coach on the couch, just giving you some love and let you know that there is somebody in this world that does care about you. And some of you know me personally. And we will always, always, I don't care if we haven't talked for years. I tell you, there are people that will always have a place in my heart. And I care about you. And I will always care about you. You make a difference in this world just by waking up in it. You don't have to do anything except open your eyes and breathe. The very life that you share with this world makes a difference in the world. Think about people who have come in your life that have changed their whole life because you were in it. You were exposed to them. So just know that when you're pouring out to others, you need to come and get your cup filled as well. And that's what we're trying to do. And I just want you to know, I promise you, you make a difference. And you are special. And you can change the world.